Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rich Ghetto Kids Podcast. Today is May 16th, 2019. I am your host, Method A. Sacks. I wanted to come to you guys today and talk to you guys about some shit, man. Things that's been on my mind, things that I've seen online, things that I've seen on the news that really has me worried about the status of the United States. I mean, I've been worried about the United States forever now, you know. But recently I saw a video online of a woman who a cop shot 5 times. The woman informed the officer that she was pregnant. The officer shot her 1 time. When the woman hit the floor, the officer shot her 4 more times, or maybe 3 more times, I should say. What the fuck was that? Like, seriously, yo. I saw that, and of course, it only happens to us. Not only is the video disturbing of the officer shooting this woman, but what's more disturbing is the person recording. We are so quick as people to pick up our fucking phones and record a situation rather than intervene. If this man, whoever he was, saw that this officer was in the wrong when he first approached this woman, if he would have made himself known, I don't think that situation would have went down the way it went. Only because there is a witness that intervened. But there was no witness that intervened. The witness just recorded. And from that recording, you can say whatever happened. Oh, this is what really happened. We only saw this portion of the video. But if that man intervened, and now he is a witness, and he can stand trial and say, hey, this is what I said to this officer, and he still went on with that. Now we have something. Or could have got shot himself. Who knows? I keep trying to tell y'all, man, we are being hunted. Melanin is more precious than gold. I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all. You know, I've been saying this, I think, for like the last 10 years, man. I'm telling y'all that we've got to find a way to come together, yo. We really do. Like, we are the only people who don't stick together. And we wonder why we don't get anywhere. You know? You see the Mexicans that come over here that people are complaining about so much. And the first thing they do is go and gather up 15 of them. Minimum. And buy a whole place. And within that place, everybody's putting in money. Everybody's setting themselves up. Everybody gets to save, right? That's why you can see Mexicans with 6-7 cars. I know y'all see them. 6-7 cars in front of their house. How the fuck they get these cars? Because they working together. They banded together. You know, right now, yeah, they're under attack, of course. But we've been under attack for over 400 years in this country. Even longer if you count the entire world. You know? So, we've got to do something, yo. I really wanted to talk about some funny shit, you know? But I can't, man. You know? I'm just not there right now. My mind is not there. It's not at a point where we need to podcast, I want to speak to you guys about anything that's going to make us laugh. You know, we need to think. We need to fucking really think about what we're doing and what the future of our kids are looking like here. You know, as an African, growing up, my dad used to always say, get your education and go home. Take what you learned and go build your country. I used to roll my eyes and be like, oh my God, nobody want to go live over there. But to be honest with you, man, it's looking more and more appealing every day. More and more appealing. You know, we are in a permanent state of siege in the United States of America. Black people are. Absolutely. Permanent state of siege. We have been in this state since they came over with their fucking boats. You know, and it's sad, yo. I'm tired of it. No more fucking marching. No more praying. No more getting and fucking kneel. Fuck all that kneeling shit. Fuck all of that, man. It's time to take action. And ownership is freedom. Economic freedom. That's what we need to be focused on. Finding a way to economically free ourselves from any government assistance. Their banks. Their hospitals. Their schools. What have you. And I'm not just speaking about white people. I just want people to be clear. Okay? I'm speaking about oppressors in general. In general. You know, I have a thought, man. Look. Why don't we do this? Segregation wasn't such a bad thing. Now, before you motherfuckers start talking shit, let me explain. Segregation now should be, if you're racist and prejudiced towards people of a different ethnic group, a cultural background, religious background, sexual preference, any of that, you should be put on one side of the fucking map, right? Move everybody that is against people of just different people, you know, uniqueness. If you're afraid of that and you want all your people to look like you, throw all those people on one side. Throw everybody. You want people to follow the way you do? Throw all those people the way they think, put them all on one side. Black, white, Chinese, whatever the fuck they could be. Put them all on one side. If you're four people, everyone should go on one side. And let's see how that works. Maybe there'll be less shootings. You know? Maybe there'll be less police brutality. Yeah, right. You know? But, hey, it could happen. It could happen, man. Damn, I'm really fucked up off this, man. I really am. Like, I'm talking right now, and I feel it, you know, how much this bothers me. And I hope it's bothering people. I hope this is not just something where we're going to be, you know, posting and just talking about it, man. We need to start looking into these fucking constitutions and finding out our rights. You know, the Jewish people, the survivors of the Holocaust, I should say, were able to win reparations of $400,000 each. And that's just for the fucking Holocaust. Come on, man. Let's be honest here. We are our biggest issue. When you look at the way black people line up for Black Friday, the way black people line up to buy a pair of Jordans, the way black people line up to buy some fucking iPhones, to go back into their fucking, our fucking two-bedroom apartments. Ain't that some shit? $300 sneakers, $1,000 phones. And we own nothing. The poppies own the bodegas, the Chinese people feed our kids dinner. You know, the Hindus own the liquor stores. What the fuck do we own? We don't even own the nail salons. You know? crazy shit to that. That shit's fucking wild, man. We got to do something about that. We got to put ourselves in a better position. You know? I think that's what this Rich Ghetto Kids is about. I want to start highlighting the people who are putting people in better positions. You know? I want to start highlighting artists who are putting who are giving back to their community. Whether you're an up and coming artist or not, you should still be trying to give back to the people who support you in your community. Don't take that much, man. I remember when we was 19. I was 19, and me and a couple of my guys, we had a group out. We started a group called BAM, you know, and we ain't had that much money. But we took the money that we had, you feel me, and we threw a barbecue. Everything was free, man. Drinks were free. Food was free. We did that. You know, just to give back to people who was really supporting us, because at that time, we had some support. You know, so we did that. And people showed out. And it was love. You got to give back to your people. Pull them with you. Some people might be dragging and kicking. All right, you pull the other one that want to come. Get the ones that want to come with you. Stop trying to pull the ones that ain't trying to come. The ones that want to stay in that same position, you got to let them go. You know, I was listening to a podcast, right? And she was talking about people, the types of people that you want to be away, you want to stay away from. You know, there's types of people like those people who they get ahead, but then when you ask them how they did it and, you know, for their assistance, you know, they just kind of like tell you, like, you know, they kind of like brush it off, you know, and go around the explanation. You know, they don't want to tell you how to do it. They don't want to give you the connection. You know, get away from those type of people. The type of people that tell you you can't do it, that try to force their own fears upon you, get away from those people. You know? And then the people who just be talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'ma do it. Yeah, I'm gunners. Them type of people. I'm gonna. Get away from those people too. And I felt that shit hit home, man. You know, procrastination is a disease, yo. Straight up, man. And that's one thing that bothers me, procrastination. That's why you're only getting this shit right now, to be honest with you. I mean, I had a lot of things going on, you know, messed up my back, whatever, no excuse, but kind of use that as an excuse not to do the podcast. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, but whatever. Off that topic, onto the next topic, right? In Georgia and a couple of other states, they've made it illegal for women to have abortions. Now, I'm not one who's for abortions, but how dare you? How dare you, man that cannot bear child, tell a woman what they can do with their, what she can do with her body, and then make it a law that they will go to jail if they don't listen to you? That's some fucked up shit to me, man. Like, what the fuck? Who do you think you are? So you're telling me if a woman doesn't know she's pregnant. Some women don't find out they're pregnant until a month in. Oh, shit, I'm pregnant. Come on. You gotta be kidding me, yo. I don't know what this law is supposed to be doing. I really don't get the agenda. I'm trying to figure it out, you know, but it gives me a fucking headache. It's like smoking old Reggie or something, you know? This world's fucked up, man. But I really have to get on a lighter note, because I've spent 15 minutes talking about this fucked up ass land right now, and I just want to talk about some good. You know, let's talk about some things that's going to uplift this freaking podcast. Okay. Some shit that I've been watching. I haven't been watching because I've been busy, you know, but, you know, I love sports. I love basketball. So, you know, I got to talk about the NBA playoffs. The Bucks and the Raptors. Exactly who the fuck I said. Actually, I didn't say that. I said the Sixers and the Bucks would be there. But, hey, Bucks and the Raptors. Warriors versus Portland. Portland's getting swept. Raptors going to win like one game. It's going to be Bucks, Warriors. That shit might go six games, man. I think so. I think Giannis got it in him. I think, matter of fact, that whole team is ridiculous, yo. I really don't think, I think this is the year that the Warriors may be knocked off. You know, I think they might be knocked off. I think this might be, it's a wrap. It's their time. You know, Giannis has had a great year. He's definitely the MVP. I don't care what anybody says, man. Does he have to go to the finals and win it for him to get the MVP trophy? I hope not. But he needs to get that. Their head coach needs to get the coach of the year. And they just prove that. They prove the same thing the Warriors prove. If you build an in-house, man, and you could do it. For real. They did the same thing the Warriors did, the same thing the Spurs did. They made some trades, of course, but, you know, most of their guys are drafted by the Bucks. You know, guys have been there for a while. So, gotta give it to them, man. My freaking Lakers. I can't believe them. I don't think they want to win. And I think that's why Magic left. I think Magic said, man, y'all ain't trying to win. Y'all just trying to put on a show. Y'all really trying to make it a show. Y'all ain't trying to really win. And he dipped. And I think, like I said before, it was a bad move for LeBron. It was a bad move for the Lakers. It was just all about hype. And now the pressure there. There you go. Got a Frank Vogel as the freaking head coach. I can't believe that shit. Out of all the coaches in the fucking NBA that are out of work, you could have picked anybody else. I would have called up Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson. You know, even that old guy that used to coach the Grizzlies, Huey, whatever his name is. You know, he was a good coach. Come on, bro. Frank Vogel. I mean, he did all right on the Pacers, but that's like 10 years ago. He hasn't done anything since then. I would even call Phil Jackson back. Y'all know you want Phil. Come on now. Just put Phil back. Give him the contract he wanted and let him do his business. You know, let him get him to the ring. That's the end. That's the end goal. Him and LeBron got to hash it out, you know, suck it up and go win a championship. That's it. Whatever that may be, whatever may be happening over there. But you can't have LeBron over here and y'all talking about he better than Kobe and he come over here and not win the championship. That's out of the question. LeBron cannot come to the Lakers and not bring a championship here. It would be a fail. Complete fail. I think it would tarnish his legacy. Because that means for the last 7 years of your career or 6 years of your career, you weren't winning. You know, you weren't winning. So, hey, I mean, he's still going to be a top five player, top three. You know, I talk a lot of shit on LeBron because I just think he a baby on the fucking court and he needs a whole bunch of fucking help to win. He needed it in Miami. He needed it in Cleveland. And then they tried to give a whole bunch of help again in fucking Cleveland when they got Dwayne Wade, D. Rose, and all those other cats, man. And then it traded everybody away. So, and cut some people. So, hey, listen. Lakers need to trade LeBron to the Pelicans for the first round draft pick, you know. And that, hey, 1-1. Let us get Zion. Let the Lakers start a new New chapter, let it be with Zion, man. Come on, we know we can make it happen. I think if Jerry West was still a Laker, if he was still in the Laker front office, we would have made that happen. He would have made that happen. For real. You know, but hey. Look what the hell he did in the Clippers. Do I have that right? Yeah, I think I had that right. Even if I don't, somebody correct me. Let me know, you know. I also, man, like, when y'all listen, when you guys listen, you know, I want you guys to tell me what you guys think. I want you guys to give me feedback, you know. Okay. You know, like, share, comment, whatever. You know, hate, do whatever you got to do. But give me some feedback, you know. Engage. But all sports. Music. I want to talk about some music. I can't go into this podcast without saying again, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. I think we haven't spoken about him nearly enough within the last few weeks. You know, remember that his case is still open. We still need to find out what happened with Eric Holder, who sent him, and whoever paid him, supposedly, how he said before. You know, I think that's very important to come out because it's looking like this might be an inside job for real. So, who knows, you know. But some new artists that I have been actually listening to a little bit more. There's this dude, fuck is his name? God dang, I forgot his name. I can't even tell you guys his name, but. He's pretty dope, though. Lambo something. He has a song called I Wish You Well, right? Or Wish You Well. That shit is so fire, bro. You guys have to look him up on YouTube. That shit is so fire. I don't even know how to explain that shit. That shit is dope. It's like a Mac Miller type of record. Like, Mac should have made that. It was some shit that Mac would have made, you know? So, shout out to him. Who else, man? Oh, my man, Most. His first mixtape was fucking fire. It was Most Brigante, man. That joint should have put him on the map for real, for real. But, man, I need more music from you, bro. You already know, man. Like, been rocking with you for mad long, yo. I'm waiting for more music, man. I know we got shit going on, my man. But this is you, man. Right now, I'll say that Most is the best rapper coming out of Jersey City, by far. Like, I know everybody love Albie. Albie dope, absolutely, fire. But I think when it comes to my type of rap, my type, what I'm interested in hearing, you know, because I'm not really into the trap music like that. You know, there's some artists that their trap shit, you know, I don't live the same life Albie lived, pretty much, so. Some of the shit that he be talking about, I can't relate to. So maybe that's what it is. But Most, I can relate to a lot of his shit, man. Because he's dope to me. You feel me? You should check him out, Most Brigante. He's Most.Brigante on at IG. You know, another dude coming out of Perth Amboy. His name is Jay Smalls. He's like fucking, like, man. He's definitely the best coming out of Perth Amboy. Sorry, Monster. I mean, Jay got that, you know. But yeah, man, he's like fucking Kendrick and M, and he got his own spin to it. Like, yo, he'll put four beats on one record and switch his flow up like seven times on that fucking record. It's amazing what he does with the pen. No bullshit. Amazing what he does with the fucking pen, bro. Look him up. Real J Smalls with a Z at the end. At Real J Smalls. That's on IG. So look him up. You know, you can find him on YouTube as well. He got some dope ass videos up there, man. Some clips, some freestyles, some original music, man. The Lords, they popping right now again, you know. Of course, I got to shout out my man Trey Joins. He's fucking dope. Y'all need to I really want to come up with a compilation album, man, with some of y'all cats. So I hope y'all listening. So you, Disla, yeah, Trey, Most, Jay, fucking P Jens. Man, y'all need to listen to P Jens too. That's at P Jens, P G E N Z. That's on IG. And I mean, if you're looking for some conscious rap and you're looking for something, you're trying to feel that old Wu-Tang, old, man, who else he spit like, man? G spit like, I mean, G, man, but Pete, Jen spit like, Jen's is almost like Rakim. Like Rakim slash, I don't know who else to compare him to, man. And I ain't even trying to boast, like, I ain't even trying to beat his head up, no homo. You feel me? I'm just trying to keep it 100, but who's his flow with? What his flow reminds me of, you feel me? So, but yeah, man, fucking, who else y'all need to listen to out here? I don't know who else is out there to really talk about, man. Send me some of your music. Oh, shit, my bad. I'm bugging. Burgundy Veins. Burgundy Veins and Trip. I mean, you got to follow them, too. Them niggas is fire, too, man. Burgundy is more, he's a conscious rapper, but he's still got a street style to it. Trip do his trap thing, you feel me? And he do it well. So y'all gotta check him out, man. Y'all gotta check them out. You feel me? They got some features together and they really fucking that shit up, man. I know they're working on a project right now, individually. You know, I don't know if they're working on something together, but you gotta check them out. I'm gonna start like playing some of these artists' music on my podcast and asking you guys what you think, you know, and I really want you guys to let me know what you think about these guys, you know? If they got it or not. You know? Stop fucking cock riding too, bro. Stop dick riding out here, man. That's, like, shit is whack. I see a lot of people, you know, I ain't gonna say no hater shit, but this is not no hater shit. This is real fact shit. You feel me? You see a lot of, like, Instagram celebrities or comedians or actors or whatever jump into rap and they start doing the trap shit because it's easy money for them. Not necessarily that they want to be a rapper, but somebody put it in their head like, oh, you should rap and get some bread off this shit, nigga. Nah, I hate motherfuckers like that, man. If you don't want to rap because you love the art form or because you love the culture of hip-hop and that's something that you want to really be in tune with, man, stop fucking rapping, yo. Stop putting this trash-ass music out and saturating the fucking market. Bro, I listened to the radio for like 30 minutes and turned that bitch the fuck off. I heard the same songs over and over and over. It gave me a fucking headache. Straight up, man. I'd rather listen to nothing than before I listen to that. The same music over and over. They just beat that shit in your head. Like, you know, so we really need to start supporting these up-and-coming artists that are actually talking about some shit, man. That's actually trying to give you substance in their music, man. Stop glorifying this bullshit. Stop glorifying the fucking lean. Stop glorifying the popping the pills, the all that bitch hole shit, all that, the bitch nigga shit, all that shit, man. Y'all need that goofy shit done, bro. Y'all need that shit's a rap, man, for real. And the radio makes it fucking worse. All these DJs that's out here playing that shit, man. Y'all the worst ones, man. Because a few years back, there's the same DJs playing this bullshit that was talking about these niggas was ass and they fucking the game up. And one in particular, Mr. Drop a Bomb on that motherfucker. If I had a bomb button right now, I'd bomb that shit. Boom, 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 boom. All that shit. You feel me? But Funk Flex gotta call that nigga out. Because a couple years ago, Funk Flex put out a list or whatever, and he was talking about how hip-hop, and he was talking about all these trash-ass rappers and this, that, and the third. He never get people up there that who don't know how to spit. And you've had a couple of niggas up there that they ain't know how to spit, and you play a couple of niggas and that they don't know how to spit either, and you host a lot of their shows too, bro. So you a fucking hypocrite for that. Know what I mean? So don't tell me that you think hip-hop's fucking up because of these cats and they not spitting and you over there cheering that shit on. Like, nah. Pick a side, nigga. Music is music, yes, but when you know that shit trash, stop fucking playing that shit, bro. I mean, I hear a lot of these old school fucking DJs playing these fucked up ass records too, man. It's not even like just the new DJs. I could expect that from young DJs, you know, but I'm talking about the old retro DJs, you know. That shit crazy to me. You know, I don't give a fuck how y'all feel about that shit. It's real shit. That's one of the things that's leading our youth astray is the music. You can have a child read a book, the same book 5 times, over and over and over again, every day, and they wouldn't be able to recite some of the paragraphs in that book. But you can play the same song 5 times for this person, the same amount of times over and over again. In 5 days, I want to say 5 days, you know, over and over again. And by the end of that first day, they're gonna know every lyric, every word to that song. So that tells you how strong music is, how it influences people, and not just, you know, especially kids. Like, it's like the Pied Piper, you know, the music is what led the kids, that the kids followed that. So the kids are following this bullshit, you know. That's why you have young 16, 17, 18 year old kids out here begging for fucking change, all fiend out and doped up, you know what I mean? They go astray and then they start listening to this music. Man, listen, yo. We gotta do better. I don't even know how I got back to this fucking topic right here, but we gotta do better. You know, so. Hey, listen, man. I think I'm done talking to y'all for the night. I don't know, you know. Y'all ain't really show me that much love on that first shit. But it's all good, man. I ain't doing it for y'all. I'm doing this for me, man. I'm doing this for my family. This is a therapeutic move for me. And, you know, a way for me to let out my thoughts. You know, I'm eventually going to have a studio set up. And find, like, co-hosts. I'm looking for some co-hosts, you know. Two more. You know, that'll match the goals of this podcast, and we'll be able to achieve something out of this. So, you know, but, you know, let me know what you guys think. You know, send a message, leave a comment, share it. You know, if you like it, let me know why you liked it. If you didn't like it, let me know why. You know, I ain't really talk about much, but I'll get better. This is just my second one, you know. But if you didn't get anything out of this podcast today, please understand that as a people, we have to hold our supposed or our quote-unquote representatives accountable for the way they have for the way we're perceived. And not only that, we have to hold ourselves accountable, hold our neighbors, hold our friends, you know. One thing I don't like, man, is going out with friends that I know I'm going to have to fucking be like, oh, man, these niggas. I can't do that, you feel me? I'm too old for that, man. I don't even like going to the club. Yeah, I went to the club one day, man, for my boy's birthday. It took me a whole day and a half to fucking recover. I said, never again. Who the fuck I thought I was? And let me tell you the worst part about it. Everybody was standing around. Wasn't nobody dancing. Everybody was on their phones taking Snapchat videos. Damn, I could have did this same shit in my house, me and my lady. Me and my baby. Could have did that, saved a whole bunch of money that night. But hey, you live and you learn, right? I'm getting old, man. I'm 34 years old. Shit. I got gray hairs in my beard, yo. I had a gray hair in my hair. My daughter pulled that shit out. I was like, pull it out. You know, like, man, I can't, you know, just lets me know I gotta get more focused. I gotta get stronger, you know, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you know, physically, you know, and financially, of course, because that's the world we live in. You know, so we all do. It takes a village, man. You know, and get away from motherfuckers who, you know, they don't match what you're trying to do for your future, yo. Like, I have a hard time dealing with that sometimes because, you know, I always think about memories. But fuck those memories, man. Fuck them goddamn memories. Alright? You had a time, that was a moment, that was a part of your life. That's it. It's gone. If that motherfucker don't fit your life no more, if that person doesn't fit your life and what you're trying to achieve, fuck how long you knew them. Straight up. Nobody got time for that shit. You know what I mean? Like, let's be for real. I mean, shit. Center yourself. Get on your square. But all right, y'all. This is me, Method A Sex. You know, signing out. Rich Ghetto Kids. Follow me on Instagram at Rich Ghetto Kids. You know, I don't have a Twitter, but I might get one. I did have one, but I don't know what the fuck happened. I think I forgot the password or some shit, and I forgot the email that I set it up on. Thought I set it up on my regular Rich Ghetto Kids. Whatever. Anyway, fuck all that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good night. All right, stay black. If you white, stay white. If you Asian, stay Asian. Be who you are, man. Be you till full. Be beautiful. All right? Go hard even through the obstacles. One.